This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get that at Amazon. You can get it on my website. But if you get it at Amazon, you might get it faster. If you get it from my website, it usually means you want me to sign it, and it takes an extra day or two. But do what you need to do. Everybody's enjoying the book. Check out the comments on Amazon.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with it. Anyway, you know, to prove to you that we've gone totally, not kind of, sort of, but as a country, we've gone, the snowflakes have gone totally out of their minds. Check this out.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by...
grew up with this song, right? But apparently the Beach Boys song is too sexually suggestive for college snowflakes. Have you heard some of the music on MTV? Have you heard some of this music about having sex with your mom? I mean, seriously, think about some of the stuff. The line they object to, Midwest farmers' daughters make you feel all right. It's just way too much for kids today to handle. Right? If we said, if they got rude about it and said, you know, Midwest farmers' daughters know how to blankety blank 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 blankety blank, it would have been, yeah, cool, all right, that's great. Right? The song's been out for over 30 years. Nobody has complained. The hardcore Christian right didn't complain about it when it was out. But the snowflakes, they can't handle it. Right? We're talking, what, early 60s, right? And today, it's too taboo? That's University of Kentucky journalism professor Buck Ryan claims he was sanctioned for singing the Beach Boys' 1965 single California Girls. Well, in his official capacity as a UK representative, the university's official of institutional equity, see, these are the freaktoids. These departments need just to be closed down. The university office institutional equity and equal opportunity found Ryan violated federal Title IX guidelines against sex-based discrimination and harassment by using language of a sexual nature. I wonder if he sang any of the other songs, right? So he goes on to say, in my case, is any indication that everyone concerned about discrimination and sexual harassment should be alarmed, wrote Ryan in a letter to the Lexington Herald leader. Ryan pointed out that he has never in a teaching career spanning more than 30 years had a complaint like this. Right? Think about this. Think about what they're shoving in your face. Think about what they're trying to hand to you. But I want you to know... let's see if I can pull this up. I hope this isn't... have you ever heard Katy Perry? I guess she did a song with Snoop Dogg? I'm not into this stuff, so I don't know.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener.
And It kind of looks like a 60s LSD trip. So she's talking about sneaking a peek, or he could sneak a peek at her. That's okay, right? Two gummy bears come walking down this little, looks like the golden brick road, the yellow brick road. Remember that? So two of the gummy bears come walking around the yellow brick road, and they throw and they flip her to bird. That's okay, right? I mean, the sexually suggestive stuff going on here is amazing. But the little snowflakes, they're okay with that. That's fine by them. And then she goes from being fully dressed to pretty much being fully naked. You know what I mean? And that's okay, too. Which is why I go right back to my rants from days gone by. It's not equality they want. It's control that they want. They're not interested in being right for anybody. They're not interested in being equal or honest with everybody. I mean, come on, think about it. One of your hosts says to me, well, come on, yeah, we live in a country, you can do this, that, and the other. If you don't like it, you shut it off. You're right. If I don't like it, I can shut it off. What I can't shut off, though, because you're attacking my kids with it, is what goes on in these schools where you're saying the Beach Boys have sexually explicit sexually suggestive lyrics in their songs, but yet we can play songs from Beyonce, from 50 Cent, from Snoop Dogg, and these are okay? I mean, somebody's lost their marbles here. And I don't mean kind of, sort of. I mean somebody has lost their ever loving marbles here. But we've let it happen. We've let it go on. We've let it happen for years. I don't know when we're going to do something about it, people. I have no clue. And so when some of you, I do it every day. I have no clue, though, as to when some of you are going to get up off your butts and make an extremely, extremely loud noise on this. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, we'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You ready for it? Merry Christmas. Seriously, people. Stop this garbage of happy holidays. I don't celebrate the holidays, okay? I celebrate Christmas. If you celebrate something different, tell me. I'm more than happy to give you the proper response, if you would. You know, my Jewish friends, I say happy Hanukkah. I have no problem with it. A big smile on my face. Happy they're able to celebrate. Great country that we live in. So, I mean, really, really, people, bring some smiles to some faces. Seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Let me get to it. My next guest is Dale Bellis. He's the CEO of Liberty Health, Sharon. Great company to do business with. And, you know, a lot of us are still running around trying to figure out what's going to go on here with the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. You don't really kind of know what's going on. Some of you have been greatly or severely impacted by the Affordable Care Act. There are other options out there. I mean, some of you get pigeonholed. You think this is the only way to do something. It isn't. There are so many
avenues available to you, but one in particular that I think would really work for you is what Liberty HealthShare has to offer. Dale Bellis, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
It is such a pleasure to be with you. Merry Christmas to you, too. No war on Christmas here.
No, not here. And you stay warm. A couple more blankets you'll need, I'm telling you. I mean, wow, we're a little bit of a cold snap here in the country.
It has been pretty frigid here in northeastern Ohio, but enjoying it. It puts you in the mood for Christmas.
Yes. Well, that's all right. I'll do it here in California at 71 degrees and a nice little cup of hot chocolate in my hand. I'll be very happy. Let me tell you.
Fair enough.
So, all right. So let's move right into it. There are people that are afraid. They really don't know where they're. You know, the Republicans are talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare. They don't really have a plan in place yet. I'm not beating on them. I'm just stating some fact. And people are kind of nervous as to what they're going to do with their health care. Are they going to be left out in the open? Liberty HealthShare has a whole different approach to health care, do they not?
We really do. It is a connection within a community. It's interpersonal or relational health care. It's where people come together premised on common shared values and beliefs. And where we participate with one another and help each other pay our own medical bills. That is such a far removed concept from health insurance, and we are just seeing a national wave, a grassroots movement to participate with healthcare sharing.
Well, okay, really, people, are you just being warm and fuzzy for Christmas, right? People helping people? I mean, that doesn't happen. Is it all the data put into a computer and they decide whether I get my pills or not?
Thankfully, no. It is person-to-person cost-sharing, and we have created the technology that really connects people to one another through our online community so that we each have an online account. We put aside every month our suggested share amount, $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more, but I count more than three, and that is then matched to another member who has medical bills. So you see your money move from your account to the receiving member's account, message them with cheer, encouragement, prayer, whatever the case may be. We send checks directly then out to the doctors and hospitals from that receiving member's account. And every month we have the blast, Joe. If it's Christmas in December, we get to do Christmas every month because we're sharing in each other's medical bills and receiving the joy, the benefit, really the sense of significance that we're changing somebody else's lives by our participation in sharing.
Well, you know, you say these words that kind of set off these little bells in my head. Liberty, freedom, control. Can we still use those words today? I mean, can you really? really dictate.
We're bold enough to use them here, I tell you what.
Well, me too, but you don't get to hear it that often. Look, when it comes to health share or health care, whatever you know you prefer to call it, the bottom line with it is this: we're not used to having control over the procedures that are done to us or some of the things that we want done. Liberty HealthShare actually does give you the ability to work with your doctor to make the decisions with your doctors of what's going to come down on you, not the guidelines they have to follow in some policy, correct?
Well, this is a part of our shared values, that we have the right to manage and direct our own health care free from government intrusion. And we make those choices and decisions by ourselves with our trusted advisors and family that we really have that God-given right, and we stand for that and entrust that to one another because we believe we each will make those decisions that are in our best self-interest, and we share those costs among ourselves.
If you've just joined, I'm with Dale Bellis, the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, and it is an alternative, you know, health care kind of product. It's an alternative way for you to be able to take care of your body, to get the health care that you need the way you want to get it. Dale, I love this. No death panels, right? No death panels on Liberty HealthShare?
Thankfully, no. We have and here's what's thrilling about healthcare sharing. We have reestablished the relationship between doctor and patient, stripped away that middleman, that red tape and bureaucracy. There's no medocrat that we have to call and ask permission, because those decisions are made in the treatment room between the member and their doctor, and we really believe that's a sacred relationship that needs to be protected and provided the kind of assistance and support that it deserves. So the doctor-patient relationship is reestablished with healthcare sharing through Liberty Health Share.
I love that. Medocrat. That's great. I love that. You know, my wife has always been one of those where she steps outside the medical guidelines, if you would, and certain doctors that she goes to see that aren't covered by regular medical insurance, she has always paid for in cash. And you know, in now starting to do business with you, I see the value in this, because she's always been able to call her treatment out, to work with the doctor to make sure she got what it is that really did help her body, that really did help it heal, as opposed to a doctor that's bound by certain insurance laws and has to go through, you know, the, forgive me for saying this, but, you know, the 12-step process before they can actually get you the medical care you need. That is a major difference between you and a straight-out insurance company, correct?
Well, we make those decisions among and between ourselves. And so we a couple of years ago, as a membership, decided that it was in our interest to engage in non-traditional kinds of treatments if we so choose. And so that is a part of our guidelines now, that a member can certainly use naturopathic treatments, and we share in those, and those are eligible costs.
That's very, very, very cool. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Listen, if you've been sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to do when the Affordable Care Act goes away, as a matter of fact, don't even wait for that. If you want better insurance, you want more control, you want to be able to take care of what goes into your body and how your body's taken care of, you got to listen to the next segment. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. And listen, it is almost Christmas Eve, right? We're a couple of days away from Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. So why are you listening to me? You should be out, you know, caroling in your street, really bringing some Christmas cheer. Well, no, listen to me. I'm good with that. But later on, go out and do some Christmas cheer to people in your neighborhood. Let them know what the season is about. Remind them it's not all about running your credit card up to well over its limit so that the credit card companies are the only ones that are happy during this season. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dale Bellis joins me. He is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Always a pleasure, Dale, to have you with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure as well, and thank you for the invitation. It's really, really fun to be a part of this groundbreaking groundswell of change in America where people on the basis of freedom and individual choice are changing healthcare and doing that for good.
And you know, healthcare has been the same for 100 years. I mean, really. I mean, as a kid growing up, I've heard the same terminologies. You know, in the last year, you know, doing business with you, it's the first time I've heard these things about liberty and freedom and really taking control of how your body is cared for and really working with your doctor. This is new. You have to admit, this is new. Explain some of the terminologies. Explain the fact that you're not an insurance company, which kind of blew my mind at first as to how that works.
Well, we're not insurance and are happy not to be. On a voluntary cooperative basis, we share in our expenses in community with one another whenever they occur. And so it's really relational healthcare. It's bringing people together based upon like-mindedness and similar values and interests. That basically say our bodies are temples, we're going to take care of them, we have the God-given right to direct our own health care, and really God's placed us here on this earth to help others with our resources whenever they're in need. Those are the principles that bind us together, the glue, and really it's the engine that makes it succeed month after month. We've got tens of thousands of families participating with one another whenever those health care expenses occur, and we're sharing millions of dollars of costs every month.
Yeah, and it's really the way, you know, for some of you who are very much into taking care of your neighbor, for those of you who really believe that society, the community should take care of each other, this is like a community, if you would. You call yourself members, right? I mean, people who subscribe to this are called members because you're part of a bigger family, correct?
We're a part of a nationwide family of interested and connected individuals that gather around the common cause of meeting each other's health care costs.
So I got to ask the question, because, you know, you said it in the last segment, and I know people sitting there scratching their heads. $199 for single, $499 for couple. Did you say $699 for a family? Or was it
$199 for a single, right. $299 for a couple.
See, I'm trying to get I was trying to get you more money.
$449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three.
Wow. So here's the deal, right? Come on. Between you and me, the deductible per person is what, $5,000 or something like that? How's that work?
We call it an annual unshared amount. We don't use insurance terminology because we want to have people understand, number one, that we're not insurance, so we're not doing it to be cute. But the reality is that we just decide among ourselves what are the costs we will share family to family and those that we will not. And each year, each of us are responsible for, as a family, the first $1,500 of medical expenses in the course of that membership year. Then we share 100% of those costs up to $1 million per incident. You break an arm, $1 million. You have a heart attack, another million. Have a kidney stone, another million. And so the reason it is so cost efficient, Joe, is really it's a three-legged stool. Number one, we take responsibility for the care of our health. It's our money at stake. We're making those choices and decisions. That changes the consumer behavior at the counter. That's number one. Number two, we're health conscious. Because it's our decisions, our money, we want to watch out over the care of our health. It's not about sick care, it's about health care. And third, we do access deep, deep discounts in the marketplace. It's unbelievable the difference between what a hospital will bill and what they will receive as a payment for that particular procedure to settle the bill. There's this great difference and variation. And so we access those deep discounts. Those are kind of the three-legged stool on which we're able to achieve that kind of cost efficiency.
You know, it's funny. If you really have a relationship with your doctor, and I tell people this all the time, ask your doctor how much it costs just for a blood workup or what have you, what he gets paid for by the insurance company, and how long he has to wait for his money, which is why he's much more willing, he or she, is much more willing to do business with you on a pseudo-cash basis, if you would. He gets his money faster. He doesn't have to play all kinds of games to get it. And everybody's happy. And this is kind of how this works, correct?
It eliminates that administrative middleman. It reestablishes that relationship between doctor and patient. Our reimbursements are prompt. And we are providing payment based upon what is fair and reasonable and ordinarily received for that particular treatment or procedure. And so they don't have to go through all of that administrative tangle to argue over getting their money back. We readily provide it.
I won't name the insurance company, but years ago, I remember my wife, when we had our business, we had like 18 employees on the phone constantly with the insurance company, arguing with them about something they said they covered but then wouldn't cover or only covered a smaller portion. It was almost a full-time job for her, and I never envied her for that job. Yeah, you can't even speak their language, for God's sake. It's like another country altogether there. So
It seems like they intentionally obfuscate what is ordinary and normal to the rest of us in America, and we've just stripped that out of our sharing program, and it's just person-to-person, common-sense approach to cost-sharing and accessing health care.
Well, and the other thing that in traditional health care, which I've never understood, because you would think that they would do this for you, they're not really into preventative stuff. They're not really into helping you learn how to eat right or how to exercise or what you can do to get over certain things. But not the same with Liberty HealthShare. You do have pre-care, I don't know what you call it, preventative maintenance, whatever you want to call it. You do have a program like that, right?
We do indeed. In fact, we call it Health Track. It's for our members who have a particular condition that, and it just has exploded in modern day America, where diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity for sure, smoking are at epidemic levels. Those are lifestyle diseases. If we change the way we eat and live and sleep and reduce stress, it impacts those kinds of chronic conditions in a dramatic way. We assign a health coach and help lead a person to those particular goals. Because again, Joe, it's our money at stake. Mm-hmm. That's the big driver.
Yeah, when it's your money, you always look at things differently, don't you?
Yeah, you really do.
A whole different animal. But again, it really boils down to people have to understand and learn that there are other forms or other ways to get the medical treatment that you need, the medical care that you need. You're not always stuck to the traditional, quote-unquote, as we said earlier, insurance company. And then you're dealing with people that may, you know, in dealing with Liberty HealthShare, you're dealing with people on the other end of the phone that may have been through the same things you've been through. We're going to help walk you through some of these things. And because you just said it a minute ago, we need to reduce stress. I can imagine that health insurance or health care is probably among the top 10 as the things that bring the most amount of stress into somebody's life, right?
Oh, it's a significant stressor. And that's really why in relationship and a connected community, we're supporting and standing with each other every month whenever we have an opportunity to share with another member. We're sending a message of cheer. Encouragement. Hey, I'm thinking about you. Get well soon. I'm praying for you. And it's that kind of interconnection that really impacts other people's lives. It's a great satisfier on the part of the giver. It's incredibly comforting on the part of the receiver. So not only are we paying each other's medical bills, Joe, literally, we're giving each other a hug in those times of crisis and need. You never forget that.
So, Dale, you talked about prayer and ministry. Is there a certain church, a certain denomination you have to belong to be able to be a member here? How does that work?
We have our shared ethical and religious values. We don't ask what church you attend, what religion you are, a sign off on this particular doctrinal statement. We have shared beliefs that are common to the vast majority of Americans. They're there on our website. And so we don't intrude on those individual choices, but we are unabashedly Christian in our origins and simply give the opportunity for any and all to come join us on that basis.
Dale, always a pleasure to have you on with me, and I appreciate what your organization does, and I think that people need to at least check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Head over there, read, do a little bit of reading, put the books down for a few minutes, right, put the cartoons down, head over there, learn something on how you can help your family. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. Come on back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Okay, here's a fun one for you. I say it's fun because it flies right in the face of fake news. Or I shouldn't say fake news. All the garbage that we hear where the facts are somewhat left out, right? So in the aftermath of the North Carolina, they didn't repeal the bathroom law. What they call it, bathroom law. So the bathroom law, basically, it's the same thing that we have here in California, which says that, you know, you can use whatever bathroom you feel that you identify with that day or in life or whatever. Okay? So the bill came in front of the North Carolina House. And it lost. And the people are blaming the Republicans for this. It's definitely the Republicans. But here's the funny thing about it. As usual, Republicans fell on both sides of the issue. It wasn't a party line thing in this case. And they finally come out with a brain and they're starting to blast the Democrats. They're saying, listen, hey. We had a bipartisan deal on this. And the state's this bathroom bill with limited LGBT protections, and it collapsed on Wednesday night when they went to vote on it. Do you know why? Because the Democrats in the Senate balked on the bill. They wouldn't vote for the bill. Did we get that? The Democrats wouldn't vote for the bill. Are we there? Both sides were pointing fingers in the aftermath of the unproductive special session called specifically to consider the repeal legislation. I guess it was known as Bill Number 2, House Bill Number 2. Wow. Wait, second one of the year or something. The law actually omits gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people from the state anti-discrimination protections. It bars local governments from passing broad non-discrimination ordinances. And let me see, it's covering them and orders transgender people to use bathrooms and showers that align with their sex at birth. The governor-elect went on to say, "I'm disappointed that we have yet to remove the stain from the reputation of our great state that is from around the country and around the world." But Republicans put the blame squarely on the Democrats, noting that, you know, all 16 Democrat senators voted against repealing the bill. Let me repeat that. All 16 Democrat senators voted against repealing the bill. Now, Republicans in the Senate fell on both sides of the issue. Some voted to repeal, some voted to against it. Senate leader Phil Berger, a Republican, blamed Cooper and his allies for sinking the effort. He issued a lengthy statement on Facebook accusing Democrats of hypocrisy and accusing them of using this controversy for political gain. Right? He said, basically, think about this. Every senator, every Democrat in the Senate voted against repealing the bill. How does that make it a Republican thing? How does that make it a Republican fault? I'm curious. If the Democrats could have helped with this and they didn't, why is it the Republicans' fault? I'm kind of curious. He goes on to say, this should tell you what you need to know about Cooper and the Senate Democrats. He said they aren't interested in moving past this issue or protecting the privacy and safety of North Carolina families. They're brass-knuckled politicians who want to wage a nasty cultural war with divisive issues like this. Because they'll go out and raise all kinds of money with this. You know that. Oh, those GOPers, we couldn't beat them this time. We need more people in the Senate. So if you send us more money, we can make this. What do you mean? No. Yeah, we did all vote again. Yeah. But we did. But because we knew we didn't have a chance. That's why we did it. So we need your money to get a chance. That's right. God. I mean, these people, you just want to smack them upside the head sometimes. GOP legislators who see themselves as business-friendly appeared shaken by a months-long backlash as major companies like BASF, IBM, and Bank of America described HB2 as bad for business. The compromise touted by both Cooper and outgoing GOP Governor Pat McCrory called for Charlotte to do away with its expanded anti-discrimination ordinance. In exchange, lawmakers would undo the LGBTQ law. But some conservatives never wanted to repeal the law, and when the Senate bill went a step further and called for a months-long ban on cities passing similar ordinances, Democrats and Republicans were going back on their promise. Cooper reportedly said that the GOP leaders broke the deal by adding the local ordinance moratorium. Berger, however, noted that the Senate ended up splitting the bill into two parts, allowing a straight vote on repeal only, and that still failed as well, because both times all 16 senators voted no. Isn't that hypocrisy? When the senators wouldn't vote against it? I mean, wouldn't vote for repealing it? Isn't that what everybody wanted? Now, social conservatives also opposed the repeal for their own reasons. You know, and defending the law's transgender bathroom requirement, and it has no enforcement or punishment provisions. So if somebody goes in there as a predator, and they get caught, there's nothing in it. There's nothing in the law that you can punish them with. You can't even arrest them. It's just amazing. So we want to be so politically correct, so fair, so We don't want anybody to feel bad. That even when somebody goes in there with the goal and thought process of doing something wrong, doing something bad to one of your kids, we still don't want to punish them because we might upset somebody who really is transgender. I don't know. Doesn't sound good to me, right? It doesn't sound fair to me. He goes on to say, we continue to encourage our leaders to never sacrifice the privacy, safety, or freedom of young girls by forcing them to use a bathroom, shower, or change clothes with grown men just to satisfy the demands of greedy businesses. Right? Doesn't matter what the angry mob say or even what the sports organizations say. North Carolina Values Coalition Executive Director Tammy Fitzgerald put that out in a statement earlier this week. HB2 has been blasted by gay rights groups and resulted in conventions, jobs, and sporting events such as the NBA All-Star Game shutting North Carolina. Corporate critics of the law include Deutsche Bank, whatever. They're not going to be around that much longer anyhow. PayPal, which both back out of projects that would have brought hundreds of jobs to the state. The NCAA's decision to withhold championships from North Carolina remains unchanged. Spokesman Bob Williams said McCrory signed the law and became its national face, HB2, along with the other right-leaning bills he signed. But I think the key thing here is you keep falling for the Democrats being the ones that they're there for you, man. They're for everybody. They're for the LGBTQ community. They're for blacks, and they're for Hispanics, and they're for Asians, and it's bogus. It's all bogus. They are in there to keep their seats. They are there because they love politics. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, listen, stay involved. Stay engaged. Seriously, you're making me nuts when you try to catch up on stuff that we've been talking about for weeks. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN.
Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.